This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web city music station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an artist. We had him on before, but now he has a brand new album out, and he's here to talk about it. It's called Psyche. It's Griffin. Hey, man, how you doing? Thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Dude, it is so great to be back. Everything is going great. I have absolutely no complaints.
And I'm glad to have you back on the air, too, to talk about this amazing album called Psyche. Tell us about, you know, the title. You know, where'd you get it from?
So Psyche is it's a little bit of a story. So basically, it's got two meanings. There is the obvious overarching concept that this album is a journey through my mind. So I figured Psyche was a very clean, very succinct way of putting that idea into words. However, it also, I used to be obsessed with mythology as a kid, and one of the foundational stories for me was the story of Psyche and Cupid, and I kind of grew up translating old mythologies, and so to me, understanding the whole love loss and the tragedy of that story, it's also kind of relates to the tragedy of some of the essences of these songs that I have been writing. Mm-hmm. And you know, I kind of picture myself in Psyche's shoes sometimes, I guess, and that's why I titled it this way.
And I love it. You have 7 tracks on this album. You know, one we talked about before was Good Day, which is an amazing track. You know, and then some of that I've listened to for the first time recently because the album just came out. Like Dark Side and Restless, and that, you know, I mean, those songs, I mean, Dark Side itself is very dark, you know, in general. I mean, take us through the creative process of just trying to, like, you know, come up with what's each song is going to sound like from start to finish here. You know, is it a challenging process to kind of get that through your head, or are you writing down the lyrics like as it goes?
So honestly, for me, the way that music works is I kind of get this idea when I start a project, and this is why I don't really release very many singles unless they're lead singles off of a project. I always have some kind of concept. I always know that this is where I want the music to take me. This is where I want the listeners to go when they're hearing it. So when I was writing Psyche, so let's start with Restless, right? So the first song on the album. When I was writing Restless, I just started with those first two lines. Time folds in on itself every day, and I watch the spirals as the world decays. And it's kind of like I wanted the listener to go through an acid trip. I wanted you to get that deep philosophical understanding that I have of life, the way that I view it, which is, you know, it is in and of itself a descending spiral, right? That is what life is. We are always moving forwards, but it looks like sometimes that we're always moving forwards in the wrong direction, mm-hmm. which is kind of that catch-22 that I wanted to portray with Restless. And that kind of theme kind of weaves itself throughout the album. So, you know, you can hear a lot of those motifs, especially the darker ones. They're very present in the majority of the songs until the crescendo at the end of the album, which leads up towards a much brighter and happier sense of life, which is, you know, the whole purpose of the album is to go through my entire mind. So if we're going to be doing that completely, we have to go through both the dark and the light.
Yeah, and I, you know what, I appreciate that you kind of take us on this trip where it's like, you know, you're trying to describe life in itself a little bit, you know, where it's like, you know, it's not always perfect, you know, but it's in such a creative way that I think it just resonates so well on this album too. You know, what do you consider your genre? You know, do you want to label yourself in a certain genre, or you feel like you have so many, you know, different areas you can go to for this?
So the reason that I'm very hesitant to label myself with or to confine myself within one genre is because my music is so heavily influenced by so many genres that it putting myself into one box is a little bit of a misnomer. So I don't like to confuse myself or try to limit myself.
Yeah.
So I try very hard to steer clear of any kind of box, right? I mean, I know I keep saying that, but like I hate the idea of being confined to a space. It freaks me out. So I try to push those limits as much as humanly possible for as much as I can.
Do you feel like you're able to express yourself a little more with music?
Yeah, I think music is the clearest form of expression that I have to offer. And I think that's because I'm a very artistic person. I love the arts. I love going. My favorite activity, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now. I'm actually back at university. And I mean, my favorite activity while being here has just been being able to go on walks and go check out the history of the city that I live in and go experience the art and the culture and everything that comes along with that. So what's cool for me about music is that it is a very complete picture. It allows me to express not just my emotions through the actual instrumentation, which can call upon those extremely strong emotions in a way that most forms of art really can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that, but there's also the deep exposure that I have to not only like get through, but I also have to accept, you know, because I'm exposing my deepest, darkest thoughts. I'm saying things blatantly that I, in typical conversation, wouldn't even go on about to talk about. I mean, for most of my life, right? So now it's gotten to a point where I have accepted that I want to be as open as humanly possible about my life with anyone who wants to hear about it. So at this point, I feel as though if I'm going to express myself, I might as well do that in the way that I can most densely, I guess.
You know, I feel like that's a challenge. I mean, just in itself, how do you get yourself in that headspace in the beginning? Like, how do you set yourself up to tell everybody, you know, this is who I really am in your music?
You know, it takes a lot of deep breaths. It really does. You really gotta be in a headspace of, yes, I am being vulnerable, but at the same time, I'm creating something beautiful. And the goal of it is to not only express yourself, but to help other people express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm doing that, that's much greater than whatever anxiety I am feeling about however my music is being listened to or whatever the response is to it. So you just have to go beyond the numbers and beyond popularity and really just get to the fact that this is art.
You know, I mean, the album is called Psyche Itself. I mean, what is the psychological song in this album that really resonates with you? Like, what's the song that says, like, oh, if you had to pick this song, this is what Griffin is all about?
So I think that's a trick question for me, because I think in order to fully understand me, you really need to fully understand all of the album, because I kind of made the songs as vignettes. Mm. Every individual piece comes together to paint a larger picture, but individually, there is no way to fully understand my headspace from just one song, because if you were to just listen to Restless, you would think I was 100% depressed and apathetic towards life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where dreams and reality, what is the difference? Every day that I breathe, they hand me a new sentence, right? I mean, it's a very dark, it's a very glim and gloomy way of looking at life. So if you were to just hear that song, or if you were just to hear Good Day, right? I mean, the vice versa of that, which is Good Day is very upbeat, very everything is great and everything will be great even if it's not right now. But you really need all of the songs together. You need to understand the journey that got me to Good Day, which is what Journey to Greatness is, right? That whole song is just my whole ramp up to Good Day, which is just me getting out of the darker headspace and getting into a lighter one, at least starting to.
So, you know, it's a collective match. It's a collectiveness of, you know, of trying to describe yourself through the album, you know, but you've also done that throughout your career too. You know, you've had other albums too, like Till Death, you know, which was an EP, but you know, that still described you as a person, you know, a little more than, you know, than on top of this one too, where it's really going deep into your psyche. Not to be, you know, completely ironic, obviously, because it's called Psyche, but, you know, this one, you know,
not at all.
It's like, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, how much more deeper can we go after this? You know, is there a deeper level that to Griffin that we're not getting right now from Psyche?
So there is a deeper level to everything. So in my head, there is no such thing as hitting bedrock. There is always a way to go deeper, a way to find out more about yourself. And I'm hoping that as my music progresses and as my life progresses and as I continue to experience and to learn, that I'm able to share what I have learned both about myself and about life.
I love it. I love it. And then on top of that, we can always get high too, you know, and that could be a whole different album.
Exactly. I'm not going to lie to you. That's half of Psyche was like me tripping, or like me being like extremely just gone in my bedroom and being like, this is what I'm thinking about right now. Because for me, like, I don't do drugs to do drugs. Like, I don't do them to get high. I do drugs so I can learn something about myself and about life and about philosophy and existence. I do it so I can expand what I'm already capable of. Because I want to say about 7-8 months ago, I was tripping on acid and I realized something which was so simple, but it made perfect sense, which is that basically all, and this is stupid to people who've been playing music for a long time, but I had just picked up the guitar like 3 months ago, right?
So, really?
I like not 3 months ago today, but 3 months ago at that point.
Okay.
So you know, all of it was relatively new to me, and I'd been practicing guitar like 10 hours a day, but it was like I didn't have the theory. So my brain basically showed me that all of the notes on every string and every fret are interconnected, and you can figure out the way that the notes interact through the theory. But if you want to figure out every note on every single instrument that has strings and or frets, or if you can just envision the frets on the ones that don't, like cello, viola, and violin, double bass, all those orchestral instruments, then you are able to understand the entirety of the instrument. You can play any chord and any note. So every time I trip, every time I go out to smoke, I spend most of my time just in my head, and that's because I'm trying to learn something from it.
Well, I was gonna say, is that the acid telling you that's you know that's how the notes work, or is that your brain telling you how the notes work? Which I don't know if you could tell.
So to me, honestly, the way I think about it, I think that I am not a proponent of doing drugs.
I do not want
anyone to come away from this conversation thinking if you aren't already doing things you should be doing.
Well, hey, I'm a big fan of Green Day, and I mean the first thing that Green Day, you know, the way that they started their band was from getting high, you know, smoking weed. That was literally why it was called Green Day, because it was like a Green Day part of, you know, smoking weed. So
no, literally. And you
I feel
know,
like
the
most
Beatles
artists wrote... out there do, you know, at least smoke weed, you know.
To help their creativity. You.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it absolutely helps you. But like the way I think about it, I am, and I will say this, I am a recovering drug addict. I mean, I've been through a lot of things, and one of the unhealthy ways that I coped with that was through drug abuse. And you know, now that I'm on the other side of that, I can be healthy. I can say, yes, I want to trip, but I want to trip for this reason. I come into it with a mindset of, this is how I want to learn. This is how I want my mind to expand. So here's how I'm going to do this. I set out a whole plan for it. So, you know, so now I won't even trip anymore. Like I used to trip like 3-4 times a week. And like now I won't even, I wait like 6 months now.
Okay,
because it's so important to maintain your brain. And you know, I realized how stupid that was, you know, because that was obviously stupid.
Well, we all do stupid things, you know, in our college days or just in, you know, in our younger years, you know. I think that's just the meaning of life, you know, but I'm glad you're recovering from it, you know, and I'm glad you're getting better from it at the same time, you know, because I wouldn't want to condone anybody doing that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, that's kind of what helps you make your art, you know. Everybody has different ways of doing it. You know, and sure enough that, you know, that was your way of kind of exploring that side of your art.
And I couldn't explain more to you how I see being high as the same thing as being connected to your instrument. Because when I get high on anything, my brain is in a different state, right? I mean, that's the way it works, the psychology of it. Your brain is literally in a higher processing level or at a lower one. Yeah. But either way, it is a different state entirely. And when you are in a different zone and when you can fully be encapsulated by just music, then your mind is running at a different speed to a point where you can make some of the coolest music anyone's ever heard. And I mean, that's where the Beatles came from. That's how Jimi Hendrix became inspired. I mean, all of the greatest legends, right? Most of them don't even know theory, but they like Jimi Hendrix didn't know a bit of theory. I mean, Eddie Van Halen didn't know anything. And neither did Paul McCartney. I mean, they weren't theory based guys. They just, I really just did drugs and then heard the music and they just understood it.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, at the same time too, there's other people out there who have also, you know, not done drugs and still been successful too at the same time. But
oh, absolutely. Two sides to every coin.
Two sides to every coin. But, you know, I mean, I it's exciting to see, you know, an artist, you know, kind of open up about that, because it's so like mundane, I guess, you know, in music, where it's like, okay, yeah, you're creating this music and stuff like that, but, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to get there. How do we get there? And, you know, everybody has their own process of getting there.
And I think the process is honestly the most interesting thing about music. Is I love personally to go back, listen to, I love listening to interviews, reading. I just picked up actually a new biography on Mac Miller called The Most Dope. It is so incredible. I mean, shameless plug for whoever's listening. It is a great book. Pick it up if you have time. It is definitely on Amazon, but I've really been enjoying it. But I love to learn the process behind how artists think, because it helps me grow my own process. Because if I can learn how Mac Miller walked into a studio and what he was thinking when he was going through creating his magnum opus, right? Whenever he was creating his artwork, if I can learn that process, it'll help me figure out how to best understand my own process and how to improve upon it.
I want to go back a second. You said you're still in university. You know, what are you studying there?
So it's funny. I was actually double majoring last semester in poli sci and history. So I go to American University, and that was my thing for a while. I really thought I was going to be a historian, but I've been making music in the background. But until I really like clicked in, mm-hmm. I didn't change my major. I finally did recently. I am officially in the music department. I am an audio production major now. Nice. So I'm taking a fully music-based curriculum, and it's fucking amazing.
Nice, I like it.
Like, I'm having the time of my life. I get to study theory all day, argue with professors about... Like, I actually had this great conversation about the Dorian mode today in my class, where I was just... I was in a music fundamentals class, and we were talking about scales, and I just started going off about how modes are more important and how you can use exotic modes to complement like Aeolian or Ionian modes. If you're writing in major, then it's much more fun to write in Dorian if you're going to be writing in major. So, you know, we just had like this whole conversation about it. It was great. So I'm loving my time here. I love to expand my knowledge base, and that is what I'm doing. So it's pretty great.
That is amazing. You know, I mean, when I was in college, I was like, you know, I want to do film and I want to do radio, but you know, I need like a backup plan. I kind of used radio. Like, I always wanted to be in radio, but I wanted a backup plan of just, you know, of something else. And I found film, you know, and that was like my go-to backup plan in a sense, you know? So it's cool that you're not only exploring, you know, music, but you're also exploring historian too, you know? I mean, do you think you can ever collaborate them together into music?
I gotta tell you, and this is something that I really wanted, like, this is something that's really essential to understand about me. The entirety of my life, I have lived with the philosophy that there is no such thing as an unimportant piece of information. There's no such thing as useless information. So I try to apply everything that I know to everything that I'm doing at all mm-hmm. times. So when I'm making music, I call upon, for example, I called upon the mythology that I was studying when I was much younger to come up with the title. But I mean, I also talk about a lot of philosophy, I mean, nihilism creeps in. You can see, I mean, especially with the things that I'm talking about in Restless, but mm-hmm. I mean, you can hear the influences from the things that I've read and the things that I've learned throughout all of my music.
And you know, before we wrap this up, obviously, and we're going to hear the song Restless in just a few minutes here on the Web C Music Station. I want to talk about Journey to Greatness, because I thought that song was amazing too, you know, on the album. It's a short song, but it's impactful too. You know, what was like, you know, your inspiration for that?
So I was, the inspiration for this actually came from a sample I heard. I was listening to, for some reason, that Doomsday Trippie Redd song came on the Dark Knight Dumbo, which I remember listening to C-Note talk about producing it. He said that he was really trying to go for an apocalyptic vibe, and it worked. But I was listening to the brass, and something just clicked in my head that I needed a brass section in this album, and I kind of got to work on the production for it, and the entirety of the lyrics just popped into my head at the same time. I just knew exactly what I was going to write, and I just kind of did it, and then the song turned out exactly how it heard in my head, and it was, you know, it was kind of crazy how that happened. But, you know, the way I think about it, you know, if the music doesn't sound exactly how I want it to sound, then what's the point of it being my art? I mean, it's got to be perfect.
It's got to be perfect, and it's got to be unique to you, too. And that's what it is. This album's amazing. It's called Psyche, and it's, you know, it's got 7 tracks on it. It's on Spotify. You know, where else can people listen to it and purchase it and listen to your whole music library?
Anywhere that you want. It is on every platform.
Well, that's good. It's all over the place. You can listen to Psyche on Amazon Music and on Spotify and everywhere you can get your music. Hey, is there a chance we're going to hear you tour soon?
There is, but I'm not going to give you any details about that right
now. Ah, you know, I don't like when people hide things from me. Fine. You know what? Fine. Hide it from me. I don't care. It's fine. We'll just have to look out on your social media, okay? Which, that's by the way, where can we find you on social media?
If you want to find me, then you should go to Griffin Sonics on Instagram and everything else. There is a link in my bio to find.
Perfect. Well, I'm excited to see, hopefully, when you tour, when you perform out there in the world. But, you know, you can listen to them right now here on the Web Music Station, Z Radio Live. This song is called Restless, and it's off the album Psyche by Griffin. Griffin, thank you for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with everything.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for having me, man. You have a great day.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.